Justin Flew back with you. Time to talk Valley Falls boys basketball now with Dragon head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer joining us. 16-4 through the regular season. They go 12-2 in the Northeast Kansas League and get a couple wins to close out the regular season, beating Jackson Heights 59-52, and then a revenge game against Perry LeCompton. You win a tight non-league 159-57. I guess without diving too much into those two games, finding a way to win, Coach, because I know even that Jackson Heights game was pretty tight down the stretch, and the bottom line about these last two games is your guys just being able to find a way to make winning plays down the stretch to get the victories.
Yeah, definitely so. You look back to our game against Oskaloosa the week before, it was a game that we had to make plays down the stretch, and so the last three games have really been games that we had to execute late, get some defensive stops, and that's exactly what we did. Jackson Heights was a great game, but anytime you face a team that has a kid like Drake Melees that goes for 30 points and hitting shots from all over the floor, it keeps the team in it. But when that game was 50-50 and we end the game on a 9-2 run, I give all the credit to our dudes because when plays were needed, they definitely made plays down the stretch for us.
Well, not just, finishing games, but I know in the Perry game specifically, it was kind of a slow start for your team, but being able to overcome that slow start and fight and claw when you're kind of, coming from behind in a game probably shows just a lot about the grit and poise that your club has as well.
Yeah, definitely. It was a slow start at the beginning, but we kind of got our roll there in the second quarter. Took a lead in halftime and never really relinquished the lead in the second half. Perry is a solid team. I think they got a chance to do something in their sub-state, depending on matchups and stuff. But, Matt does a great job with those guys. They're physical, and they play so physical and strong. There's a lot of teams on our schedule that play that way. So hopefully that's another confidence boost for us that, we can play against teams that are going to try to muddy it up and be physically and strong with you, and do the things that we need to do and execute down the stretch. And that game, kind of a little bit of a roller coaster, slow start, taking control of the game in the second quarter, getting up by as many as 10 points to have them come back and tie it late. Give credit to our guys that they just didn't quit. Call a timeout, draw something up, and, the guys executed it to perfection. Hayden hits Damien for a three ball right as the shot clock expires that, couldn't have been more perfect. And, we go down to the other end and Trenton gets a steal and gets fouled and makes two free throws and kind of ices the game away there. And shout out to Colin Carney in the middle. That kid has had more double doubles this year than I think anybody that I've ever had. In the last, 10 years, he's just, doing it on the offensive and defensive end, and especially on the defensive boards. You can always count on him to get several of those. So, as a unit, we're gelling, we're playing well right now. We're on quite a pretty good win streak, taking care of business, and excited for us to get the chance to play our first round sub-state game at home, and hopefully we continue to do what we're doing.
You bet. Yeah, 7 wins in a row. Valley Heights is your first sub-state game at home coming up Thursday, so not a lot of time in between, Monday's win against Perry and then starting sub-state Thursday against Valley Heights, and they've only won 4 games, but Twin Valley League teams are always a little bit I think teams are leery to play them, right, just with the respect of their league. And I know your guys will be focused in knowing it's a one game season from here on out.
Yeah, definitely. We talk about that, I think they're better than their record. They come out of the TVL. It's a tough league. They play a pretty brutal schedule in their non-con, playing some 3A schools. And they've got some dudes. So we're just focused. We talk about all the time that, I got a special group of seniors that, when the last basketball game hits, it's hard to deal with. So not ready for that with this group. They're locked in, focused, and anytime you get the opportunity to, play a first round game at home, you win that game with the way the format is this year, and you get to play a second round game at home, that's pretty special. So we're fired up at the opportunity. We're going to take it game by game and be focused on Valley Heights. For yesterday we were, and we're focused on them again today, and we'll be ready for game action tomorrow night.
You bet. Well, you are the highest seed in your sub-state and have a great opportunity. So best of luck, Coach, finishing out the postseason and hopefully making a run to Manhattan. And thanks for taking time to join us talking Dragon Hoops each week here on the radio.
All right, Justin. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you.
Caleb Gatzmar, head coach of Valley Falls Boys, with the weekly locker room chats brought to you by Heinen Repair and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.